back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. It is the Cats 14, our Vikings 7 in a hard-fought 2010 Wintersville Classic. I'm Wes James. It's the Barry Broom All-State halftime report. And visiting, we're going to have this man sit down right beside me. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about Lowndes High Sports across the board to start with. In football, you're allowed to have so many what's called community assistants. These are men who volunteer their time to coach, to help coach in the middle schools where it's needed the most. And with our sixth grade team, he started, I couldn't tell you how many years ago, but this is his last, 10 years ago, this is his last year. He's just finishing his last year, and he's going to retire after this year, after 10 years as a volunteer assistant. And with me, Mr. Marty Beta.
Hey, Wes, how you doing?
How you doing, buddy? Marty, a couple of years ago we had you on to talk a little bit, but and then you surprised me tonight and said that this was your last year. You were finishing up this year, Lowndes Middle School, 5-0, getting ready to play, I think, for the middle, going into the playoffs or middle school championship.
We have one more game. We're going to play Calvert County at our place next Thursday. That'll be, you know, if we win that one, then that'll get us to the big show.
Now tell me, 10 years ago, you decided that you wanted to be a volunteer assistant. Tell us what that took for you to be able to do that.
Well, how it started, my son Levi was in the seventh grade, and I was at practice one day watching, and Coach Dice at that time, you know, his staff was, he probably didn't have but about four guys out there, and, you know, with that many kids in three grades actually, they were covered up. I mean, they were overwhelmed, and I just told him, I said, if there's anything I can do, let me know, and I'll be glad to help you. And a few minutes later, he handed me a whistle and some papers, said, here, go do this, and that's how I got started. But we have to, we go to a school, community coach school, and, you know, you just
keep talking.
You learn the stuff that they teach you there, and you learn about the first aid and stuff like that, and that's how we got started in it, you know.
Now, why did you want to be a community assistant?
I just like being around these young student athletes and see them, you know, they start from nothing, and you have them for two or three years, and then you send them up to the high school, and then you get to watch them on Friday night play, and you watch them mature and grow and become young men, and I just, you know, I like being a part of that.
Now, did you have somebody playing, or did you just...
Levi was playing when I started, and when he went on to the high school, I thought, well, I'll just, you know, I'll quit and go watch him, and I never quit. I just, every year another group came along, and I'd get them started, and I wanted to see them through, and that's just kept staying and staying.
And now, it's something you don't get paid to do.
No, sir.
You have to work it around your regular job.
Yes, sir.
Take your time, and now tell us, you know, what are some of the most memorable times that you'll take from Lowndes Middle School?
Seeing some of the kids that you coached years ago, play for a state championship, like in 07. I'd coached pretty much most of them kids that was on the front of there, Ethan Barwick, Lane Grant, Jordan Black, Levi, my son, of course, and just seeing those guys that, you know, you had something to do with getting them started, then, you know, to get up to where the real coaching's at, and then, you know, see them mature into what they become. And then when you see them graduate and they go out here and they get a college degree or work on a college degree, that's, you know, that means something.
Well, you coached so many years with Coach Scott Dice.
Yep.
And then he left and started the Pine Grove program over there. And Coach Holly came along, and you've worked with him. And you've got a pretty good team right now.
Yes, sir. We have a pretty good team. We have both groups are pretty good. Our older group is 5-0, and our younger group is 4-2. Older group is doing an excellent job. They remind me of the class that just graduated last year when they came through to middle school. They played for a championship in the eighth grade and played right here on this field against Valdosta. I think we lost by 3 points. And this group here, I would say, is a little more talented than that previous group.
Tell us a little bit about this center that you've been telling me about.
That would be Patrick Johnson. He is, we've had some pretty good centers come through over the years, and Pat is one of those guys. He's a special kid. He's got a lot of heart. He's got a big motor, and, I mean, he runs hard. He blocks for you. He goes on defense. Yesterday he had 3 sacks on defense. He's the kind of kid you can't take him out of the game. He won't come out of the game. He just won't quit.
And you were telling me earlier some of the other kids.
Well, our guards, we have Dwayne Hart, Jordan Hires, Chris Turner, Willie Sims. Tackles Rashad Jackson and Solomon Arrington, Malik Austin, Scott Barton. These are some really talented kids. My starting six, my next six behind them, I just let them sub when they want. First time I've ever been able to do that, just let them go in on their own. I don't have to tell them to go in. I don't have to pull somebody out for a situational play. You know, if Coach Holly wants to do something that on the fly, we just do it. I mean, I wish I could start them all, but I can't. You don't have room to start them all. But the second group is right on the heels of the first group.
Well, I know one thing for sure. We're going to have to go take a break, but I know one thing for sure. You're going to be missed, not only at Lowndes Middle School, but I got a question. Are you going to stay on the stat team?
I'm going to try to, Wes. I can work that around my schedule a little better than, you know, the other stuff. But, I'm not going to get completely away from it. I'm going to just let some of these younger guys that's coming up have a shot at the title.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've sure enjoyed working with you these years that I've been doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Levi Vitas. Levi plays for VSU. Marty Vitas, who is going to be stepping down as a community assistant at Lowndes Middle School after 10 years. Golly, the stories he can tell us. We're going to take a 3-minute break when we come back. Wild Bill and Marty's got you stats. It is the Barry Broom All-State Halftime Report. Excuse me. Our Vikings trail 14-7. We'll be right back after this on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, we're at halftime on Wintersville 2010, Vikings and Wildcats. The Wildcats lead our Vikings 14-7 here at half. Two scores early in the first quarter, and then it was a defensive battle back and forth until just before halftime with about a minute left. The Wildcats able to get a 35-yard touchdown pass and the extra point and go up 14-7, and that's where we're at right here at halftime at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. And it's been everything, Marty, what we, I think, build it out to be, one of these nip-tuck ball games, and it might really end up with who's got the ball last.
You're right, Bill, and a game like this, I heard Lou Holt say one time that you may have 80 to 100 plays in a game like this, but it comes down to 5 or 6 of them, or maybe even less,
yeah,
is what decides it. And, of course, tonight we've had the big pass to Durden. We had the big pass to their receiver early on that got them to the 1. And then they had the 2 big plays there on their last drive, the one, the Malcolm Mitchell and the long touchdown pass to number 20. And that's 4 plays that's made our score what it is so far. So,
but
great game.
Yeah, it can also go defensively, too. I mean, you look. And there's 2 more plays. There's a fumble on the 1-yard line.
You're right.
That might be, we might be looking at 14-14 right now. Or a missed field goal opportunity, a 44-yard field goal attempt by Jed Solomon. Just had great distance this time, just pushed it off to the left a little bit. You on the field level, how much farther left, or could you tell?
Yeah, he pushed it pretty good bit to the left. It hit the sign over there. They've got one that says, "Who that?" It was probably, it was a good bit to the left there. He just pulled it. He just, trying to get a little too much leg into it and pulled it. But, we've got to come away with points when we get down there. We've had a couple penalties, only 2, I think, but both of them have been inside their 30, a block in the back and a holding call, and we've got to eliminate those. And we've got to, when we get down there, punch it in.
Yeah, you made a good point. The 2 penalties, and we'll go over the stats in just a minute, but the Vikings only penalized 2 times so far. But they were such costly penalties. They were, in some cases, 13, 14, 15-yard penalties when they were after a great play.
Yeah,
so,
the one on Duncan's catch was actually, I looked at it, it turned out to be almost about a 26-yard penalty because, for those of you listening at home, of course, obviously a holding call is, or a block in the back is from the spot of the foul.
Right.
He ran another 11 yards further.
Sure.
So, you take that 11 yards away plus the 10 yards from the spot of the foul, and it's a 26-yard penalty.
Yeah.
And he had run down to about the 20, so that makes a big difference.
Yeah, it really does. Let's go over the halftime stats now. I want to thank Barry Broom Insurance Agency for their support of this halftime show. I want to thank Coach Dice and his staff from Pine Grove Middle School and Lowndes Middle School for their compilation of these stats. And remind everybody at www.thevikingvoice.com, You can always get these stats at the end of the games. We'll have our game-ending stats posted to the website later this evening, shortly after the ball game is over. It's 14-7. The Cats lead the Vikings. First downs, very even. 7 first downs for each team. Rushing, both teams not able to rush a lot. Vikings 18 carries for 31 yards, while the Wildcats have 8 carries for 27 yards. Passing tonight, Cole Parker is 6 of 10 for 115 yards, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. Weldon is 11 of 17 for 197 yards, also 1 touchdown and no interceptions. The Vikings have had 28 total plays, while the Wildcats have had 25. Total offensive output for the first half, Vikings with 146 yards, the Wildcats 224 yards. The Vikings have fumbled once, and they lost that, of course, down on the goal line. Wildcats have not fumbled tonight. Penalties, as we said, the Vikings penalized 2 times for 20 yards, while the Wildcats have been penalized 7 times for 47 yards. Punting tonight, the Cats, 3 punts for 29.3-yard average, while Jed Solomon's punted twice for an average of 46 yards. The leading rusher, for the Wildcats, number 34, that's Phillip Moore. He's had 7 carries for 23 yards, while their leading receiver, number 26, Malcolm Mitchell, had 6 catches for 68 yards. The leading rusher for the Vikings, number 11, Sam the Diesel Duncan, 9 carries for 49 yards. And our leading receiver, number 7, Kenneth Dirty Durden, with 2 catches for 75 yards and a touchdown. And those are your halftime stats, thanks to Barry Broom Insurance Agency, your sponsor for this halftime show. Well, Marty, what do we need to do in the second half?
Well, it's the same thing I said we need to do before the game. There's 4 keys to this game, in my opinion, for us. And obviously, that's number 1. I thought we needed to score first and take control. We did that.
Right.
And then, we lost it there with giving up the big pass play. And so we're down now. But the other keys to the game that I said is what we need to do. The second one was we've got to control the penalties and turnovers. So
yep.
Far, we're doing that.
Right.
Number 3. We've got to control the line of scrimmage offensively, and we're not doing that. 18 carries to 31 yards is not a lounge high offensive game. We've got to do a better job there. Even when Cole's passing, he's under pressure. We're having to dump off the quick passes, keeping it in front of them. We've got to control the line of scrimmage better. And then fourth, we did a good job controlling their DB. Controlling their wide receivers. Our DBs have got to keep them in front of us. Keep Michael Mitchell at bay. We let them slide there. On the big play on their first scoring drive, they had a big play down to the one,
yep.
And then 2 big plays on the last scoring drive. We can't give up those big plays in the passing game. So we keep doing what we're doing as far as the penalties and turnovers,
eliminate
win that battle,
the mistakes.
And eliminate the mistakes on yep. the defensive secondary and control the line of scrimmage is what we've got to do to fight our way back into the ballgame.
Well, Marty, we're going to take a 2-minute break here, and when we come back, we'll be ready to kick off the second half. Vikings trail the Wildcats 14-7. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Halftime Report.
All righty. Back here at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, West James along with the Osman, Wild Bill Osborne. Turn me up in my headphones here, Bill, if you would.
No, you just got to move your mic to your mouth.
Maybe that's what it is.
There you go.
All righty. Cats lead at 14-7. And I just got a score at halftime. It is Colquitt, 42, Tift, 7.
Wow. The Wildcats had won the toss, and they deferred to the second half, so they'll get the ball to begin this second half, and they begin it with the lead, 14-7. And we're just about ready to kick this off, and I'm going to turn it back over to your play-by-play man, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Wild Bill Osborne. Back deep is Malcolm Mitchell and Reggie McQueen. Jed Solomon will set the ball down on the 40 on the far side of the field. Vikings will be kicking off toward that east end zone. You hear the crowd, go Vikings go. As we start the second half, high squib kick hits at the 10. McQueen picks it up at the 5. He's at the 10, comes up the middle of the field at the 20, the 25. Outside spins one man. We hit him still on his feet. We won't haul him down until he gets to the 32. Mark him down at the 33-yard line. All righty, Bill, as I've always said, the most important part of the ball game is what your opponent does with the ball, their first possession in the third quarter, and what you do with it. All righty, first and 10 at the 33-yard line. Whitten splits his receivers, one left, one right, offset eye. Full-grown tight end around to our side. We're back to a five-man front. Gives it to Mark up the middle, and we hit him at the line of scrimmage.
Hey, Wes, the Vikings just got off the bus.
All right.
That's the kind of tackle that we're used to seeing from the Vikings. Wow. Gang tackle. We can't give you a name on who made the tackle because it was a gang of them right there that defensive line.
I can tell you, Tim St. Fort and Ellis Lyles was in there. I mean, not Ellis Lyles, Justin Wilson. Again, Whidden now goes to the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side, empty backfield. Looks, those little screen pass out in the flat to Mitchell. We wrap him up, grab him by the shoulder pads and pull him down, but not before Malcolm Mitchell picks up 5 yards.
Well, Marty and I, we were talking earlier at halftime, one of the things they have tried to do is get Malcolm Mitchell in space, and that's really all that attempt is to get him in space and let an athlete try and make some yards for you.
Third and five, the ball moves to our side of the field. 10:50 in the third quarter, 14-7, Cats lead it. Mitchell, near side. Watkins to the far side, offset eye. Tight end to our side. Now Mitchell in motion. Drops back, rolls, looking to throw. Ball downfield, up in the air, tipped, and Rome knocked away from Jay Rome.
Great coverage that time. Tyquan Lang along with
Kerry Stanley. There's a flag on the field.
And they're talking to who? Illegal downfield. We'll decline that, make it fourth down, I believe.
I would hope so.
Guys, is that loss or down?
No.
No,
no. So we'll decline this penalty?
Yeah, they should decline it. Illegal downfield. Let's see.
It's just a 5-yard penalty.
Decline, and that'll bring up fourth down.
All right, we've done just what we wanted to do. Stop them on their first possession. Braswell, back deep. Standing about our 30. Yolito standing about his 25.
Other than one shank, he's punted very well.
Two gunners to the far side. There's a snap. Yolito gets it away. It hits. Get away from it. It bounces, rolls down to our 19. 18-yard line.
So the Vikings will take over first and 10, their first possession here in the second half, inside the 20 after a Yolito punt of 44 yards. Well, I like having Steve Staines up here.
I love it. We like having the PA announcer doing our spotting for us.
That's it.
Of course, he is a professional spotter.
That's it.
He has spotted on the college level. Not sure if he spotted on the pro level yet or not. Have you?
He's a synchronized swimmer.
All righty. Clemens comes near side. We're in the I formation. Four-man front. Drops back, looks. Throws the ball batted up in the air. Caught by Parker. Bounces around. Parker caught his own pass, and he'll actually lose ground back to the 15.
That time the defensive line, that time not able to get back to him. They didn't get the pressure on him, but they were able to get their hands up. Second and 12 now for the Vikings. Nick Bergman checks out. Troy Braswell in the backfield, along with Mike Moore and the Diesel at the fullback.
We show heavy right. Parker under center. Gives it to Braswell on the sweep around. Cuts back inside. Runs right into a den of cats at the 17-yard line.
They're getting almost back to the original line of scrimmage, but it'll bring up third down for the Vikings.
It looked to me like if he'd been able to take it outside, you might have got a little more yardage.
I don't know. They're, again, this is a lot like a Ware County team, and there's so much speed on the outside.
Bergman checks in. Coleman comes out. Durden goes in. And Mike Moore comes out. Durden gives the play to Cole Parker. Third and 11. 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Durden comes near side. Move Braswell out in a slot. They're showing zone coverage. Showing blitz on the right side. Drops back, looks. There comes the rush. Pulls it down, being chased. Got to get rid of it. Got Durden downfield. He's at the 40. They grab him by the jersey. Where's the
horse collar?
The horse collar, and they don't call it. a horse collar, and they don't call it. But it is hands inside the jersey.
But that is a first down for the Vikings. Great escapability from Cole Parker.
Guys, you got to give it to Cole on that play. Not only did he escape, Bill, just like you said, but he kept his eyes up downfield and found Kenny Durden. What a great play there by our offense and Cole Parker.
All the way down to the Cat, 48-and-a-half-yard line. Colvin checks in. Ball on the near hash mark. Mike Moore at wingback on the far side. Braswell and Duncan tied in to their side. Five-man front for the Cat. Parker under center. Gives it to Duncan up the middle, and look at the Big Diesel turn down to the 43-yard line.
Great positive yards on first down.
And that's what we need. Second and five. 8:20 to go here in the third. Cats lead at 14-7.
Still with the double set tight end, Ed Moore and Kendall Coleman. And they're going to the same side of the field this time, Wes.
It's a heavy right. Three Cats line up on that side of the field. Two down linemen on this side. Parker under center. Got a man in motion. Counter to Moore on his feet. Gets hit by number five. That is Justin Williams. As he gets to the line of scrimmage, good play by Williams, because if he don't make the tackle, Moore is off to the races. Bergman now checks in. Moore comes out. Clemens comes in. It is third and four. 7.5 minutes to go. Cats lead it 14-7. We're in the third period. Clemens, Grandpa, goes to the far side. He's got man coverage with Reggie McQueen over there. Tied into our side. Straight four-man front. Five now for the Cats. Takes, drops back, looks quickly, throws out in the flat, and overthrows everybody.
Yeah, that just not a good pass by Cole Parker that time. Josh was open, but it was in a tight, tight spot, and Cole just overthrew him a little bit.
Guys, they got a fingertip on that ball again, and that's what caused it to fail a good bit. But they,
okay.
That's twice that they've hit the ball on this drive.
And we will punt the ball. Solomon dropping back to about our 43-yard line. McQueen and Mitchell standing back inside their 10. There's a snap. Nice high kick. And Reggie McQueen calls for the fair catch somewhere around the 16-yard line.
I thought hang time might have got a little too much on that one. A 27-yard punt, but inside the 20.
Back to their 16. That's where the Cats will take over with 7:10 to go here in the third. Vikings, the Cats leading 14-7. Wesley B. comes near side. Twins to the far side. Keeps Philip Moore in the backfield. Tight end now. Jay Rome switches over to the Cat side of the field. Whitten takes the snap. Gives it to Moore in the line of scrimmage. He's got a hole for a second, and then it closes just that quick. He'll get a yard and no more.
Defensive line now seems to have come alive here in these second two series here in the second half, and they're able to make great stops without giving up that 2-3-4 yard type thing. 1 yard on that carry.
Grilden gets the play from the sidelines. Sends B and Mitchell to the far side. Moore in the backfield. Tight end to our side. Now they put a man in motion. Grilden with the snap. Drops back, looks, throws way downfield, looking for Malcolm Mitchell off his fingertips, out at the 37-yard line. But in coverage back there was Tyler Hunter and Kenny Durden.
I think even if he'd have caught that, he was so close to the sideline, he might have been out of bounds if he did catch it.
Mikeyon Padgett checks in.
Dime package.
And Nasty Flu comes out. It will be third and nine. Clock stops with 6:23 to go here in the third. We still trail by seven. Here come the Wildcats. Mitchell near side. B far side. Offset eye. Tied into our side. That's Rome. Wilden. Here comes the Viking crowd to their feet. Wilden drops back. Looks. Pumps. Throws out in the flat. There's a screen play. Catch is made by number 48. That is Jarvis.
And there's going to be a hole back there.
He's got the first down out to the 31-yard line.
And that'll come back because he threw the flag back to about the 23-yard line.
Yes, he did. He got Rome there for a hold, I believe. No. Oh, he got him for a pass interference there.
No, it looked like a hold.
He called it. He pushed it. Put his hands up like pass interference. I think they might have been blocking when the ball was in the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the ball was not thrown behind the line of scrimmage. It was beyond the line of scrimmage, so that would. Good eyes, Marty.
That takes it back to 3rd and 13, all the way back to the 13-yard line. I got to get out to the 26. 6-14, 6-13, 6-10, clock's running. Two receivers near side, two receivers far side. Empty backfield. Now they show five receivers set. Wilden all by himself. Four down linemen. There we come after him. We're through. Look, throws the ball way downfield and nothing there. And we were all over him. Five against four, and we were all over Wilden. And they'll have to punt with 5:55 to go here in the third, leading at 14-7. The Cats are.
So a loss on that particular set of downs. And Troy Braswell sets up about the 50-yard line.
DeLito standing in his own end zone. We've got 10 up on the line of scrimmage. Oh, we jump.
That'll give him five more, but Carey is so upset with himself.
Popeye Stanley.
That'll give him 5 yards up, and Troy Braswell will move back now onto the other side of the field, about the 45.
That'll make it 4th and 9. They'll still have to punt. We're still showing 10 on the line of scrimmage.
Durden's backing up.
High one. We go after it. He gets a shanks it again. Get away from it, fellas. And it bounces out of bounds. Bill.
They're still walking. 40-yard line.
At the 40-yard line.
At the Cats, 40 yards. So Vikings will have it on the other side of the field. A 22-yard punt. And Carey Stanley got great pressure that time. And that's the second that he shanked.
Going the same way, and both times he shanked it, he's been inside his 10 when he's punted it. All right, Parker goes under center. Bergman, Braswell, Duncan. He's got Durden out here on the end. Takes a snap, looks, fakes it. There comes a rush. Gets away from one, two. He's on his feet. Still past one man, two. Cole Parker inside the 20-yard line. He just scrambled 21 yards on a busted play.
Little more what we're talking about. He's keeping his head up. He's keeping his eyes downfield, trying to find the receiver. And when there was nothing there, he took off.
He got by one man. Mike Moore checks in. Nick Bergman comes out. Ball down to the 19. 5.5 minutes to go here in the third. Crawford goes to the far side. Tied into our side. Cats back to a four-man front. They jump.
That'll put five more. And down into the red zone. Well, they were already at the 19, but now at the 14.
Bergman comes in. Moore comes out. Durden comes in. First and five at the 14-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Tied into their side. Four-man front. Parker looks over the defense. The gunslinger goes under center. He's got the ball. Drops back. Looks. Nothing there. Goes toward the end zone. Intercepted. At the 5. Up to the 10. We haul him down at the 15-yard line. Out to the 20.
He was hit right as he let go of the ball. That's only his second interception of the season. And he was hit. It was up around the head, though. I'm surprised the way this officiating crew is called that they didn't call a blow to the head. So the Cats will take over. 1st and 10 from the 20.
We've turned it over twice in the red zone. Deshae March at fullback. I mean, he's at the lone back. Wilden. Gives it to March over the right side. Tries to get outside. We hit him in the backfield.
Nothing.
He'll go nowhere. He'll lose back
to the 15.
To the, he'll, after marking back to the 15, he'll lose 5 yards. We got a man down.
That's Kerry Stanley. He's been nursing that ankle for a while now.
There goes Orta in.
That is Kerry Stanley. He's getting up now, coming off under his own power, but he's suffered with a little bit of an ankle twinge now for the last couple of weeks. So now it's second down and 15 for the Cats. 4:22 left here in the third quarter, and our Vikings trail 7-14.
Second and 15 for the Cats, 4:18 to go in the third. We trail by 7. They send Watkins to the far side. Mitchell to the near side. We shift defensively. Wilden drops, looks way downfield, got Rome open, and Rome! Oh, we almost intercepted,
whoa,
and then Rome almost makes the catch as the ball was bounced around.
When Kerry Stanley came out, one of the things we didn't get a chance to tell you, it's Geraldo Orta has gone out to that cornerback position. Tyquan Lang has stayed in at the strong safety. Now we're in a dime package. In comes Mikey on Padgett.
It's third and 15. We almost intercepted it. We tipped it. Rome almost come down with it. And then Orta almost had the ball.
So at corners right now, we got Kenneth Durden and Geraldo Orta.
Trips to the near side. Twins to the far side. Empty backfield. Wilden all by himself. Here comes that four-man rush. Looks those out in the flats to Mitchell. And look at here. Kenny Durden makes the hit at the 15. Read the play. Dirty Island said, this won't happen again.
You ain't setting sail to my island. What a hit by Kenneth Durden.
3:31, 3:30 clock running. Ball at their 15-yard line. Yolito in the end zone to punt. Braswell at the 50. There's a snap. We come after it. He gets it away. He hits. Braswell lets it hit about the 50, the 45, the 40.
And it's just rolling.
Rolling down to the 30, all the way down to our 32-yard line.
A 53-yard punt and roll there, Wes. Yolito's best punt of the night.
All righty, we're inside 3 minutes to go here in the third. Parker, under center, tied into the Cat side of the field. Four-man front. Braswell in motion that way. Pitch out to Braswell. Looking for something. Cuts around one man. Oh, they hit him behind the line of scrimmage. And a flag goes down. Do we have a face mask or a hold on Mike Moore?
Yeah, Mike Moore might have been called for a hold.
It
yes,
is.
It is. We could hope it would have been a face mask against the Cats, but not. That'll drive them back again. Vikings have had opportunities tonight. We just keep shooting ourselves in the foot.
We have.
We got to overcome these now.
That takes the ball all the way back. Bill to our 17-and-a-half, draw our 18-yard line. Ball's on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Let's go, you young sons of thunder.
First and 24 now for the Vikings.
2:40 to go in the third. We still trail by 7.
They're crowding the line of scrimmage now.
Parker. Drops back, looks, and it comes to us. Out to Moore. I mean,
Duncan.
Oh, Duncan,
oh.
And he slips and falls as he crosses the 15.
Duncan went to make the turn at the 15 and just fell down. Feet came out from under him, but a great screen pass, and he had a little bit of room to run. That'll bring up second. We lose a yard, so second and 25.
Duncan has been open several times on that particular pass play. Tied into their side. Four down linemen, one linebacker. Cole drops back, looks, pumps, lost the ball way up in the air, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted by number 21, Devontae Foster.
The ball a little underthrown, but had great coverage on Kenneth Durden, and he put air on it that time, trying to get it up and over, and it kind of fell a little bit underneath, and the Cats get another turnover.
A minute 37 to go in the third. Two receivers near side. Wing back on their side. Got a man in motion. Wooden. Looking. Pump. We come after it. Somebody get a hand on him. Ball.
Fumble.
We pick it up.
No.
Incomplete pass. No way.
He did not throw the ball. He fumbled it. You have got to be kidding me. That ball fell out of his hand. Oh, my goodness.
We're not going to win that argument.
Hey, guys, I had a front row seat for that one happened right in front of me, and he had his hand up in the air, but he never went forward with it. He was just holding it out there, and when we hit him, it fell out.
Yep.
Missed call right there, unfortunately.
Second and 10. Minute 26 to go. B and Mitchell go to the far side. Rome tight end our side. Four-man front for our Vikings. Whitten. Looks again, throws out to Mitchell, tries to go someplace. There's a hold out there on the corner, and it's not called. And he'll pick up 3 yards.
Give him almost four on that. No, there. I see that where he's marked. It is three.
Third and 7, a minute 9 to go. Here in the third, we go back to our nickel package. Let's stop them here, you Viking warriors. Raise those battle axes and swing them high and hard. Mitchell near side, Rome in the slot. Watkins to the far side. Whitten in the shotgun, a back on either side of him. Takes the snap, drops back, looks, there comes a rush across the middle to Rome, and he's... Well, he fights for the first down.
The first.
He's short of the first down.
Not by much. He'll be a half a yard short.
All right, Coach Gillespie, you'll roll. Will you roll the dice here? Fourth and about a yard. Or will you punt it?
His players want to go for it. They may have talked him into it.
Guys, they're going to run it down to the end of the third quarter, and it's going to be a fourth quarter when they run this play.
All righty. We'll take a 60-second break, and we'll go do it right now with the Cats leading 14-7. We'll be right back after this. All righty, folks. Fourth and less than a yard. The ball on our 44-yard line. We're starting the fourth quarter. Cats will go for it. Our Vikings, here's the crowd, comes to their feet. Wilden, in the I formation, two tight ends, goes under center, takes the snap,
Nope. Barks
out the signals.
Trying to get him to jump.
Out audibles now, goes back under center.
Oh, he moves!
And there's the flag.
The right guard or right tackle, I didn't see which one, but he moved. Back that one up. And now they'll punt. No time comes off the clock. Still 12 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Our Vikings trail 7-14. And, folks, it has been this kind of ball game tonight. Both teams have played unbelievable ball. Vikings have made several mistakes.
We've turned it over
We could have been better off.
We've turned it over three times, twice in the red zone. Braswell waiting on Yolito's punt. There it is. Braswell makes the catch. He's at the 20. Still on his feet. Spins. Gets hit. And that's as far as he'll get up to the 22.
He almost got away from that twice. About a, 34-yard punt?
We're in the fourth and final quarter. Trailing by 7.
Vikings and Wildcats. It doesn't get any better than this. If you're Alabama Auburn, it's pretty close.
76 and a half yards away from tying this thing up. Crawford goes to the far side. Braswell wing back on the far side. Tied into our side. Cats five down linemen. Got a man in motion to counter to Braswell. Look, cuts the corner. and almost gets outside, but a good comeback by number 21.
Yeah, he stumbled a little bit, Troy did, as he came across about the 25, and he had to regain his feet, and that gave the defense a chance to catch up to him.
That was Devontae Foster, the cornerback. So it'll be second and a long five, short six, out at the 27-yard line. 11:20 to go in this ball game. We send Rodney Jefferson to the far side. Again, Ed Moore at the tight end, our side, with Mike Moore right off his hip. Back to a five-man front, and they split him out. Counter to Braswell. To Duncan up to middle. He's across the 30. And they'll mark him down at the 30. It'll be third and about two from there, Bill. Actually, more than that. It looks like more like third and four to me.
Yeah, they marked him just behind the 30. And he's got to get the 32.
Crawford to the far side. Cats, five-man front. Those linebackers up tight. Now corner comes up tight. Parker keeps the ball on the keeper. And will be close to the first down.
Did you see them pull him backwards? They lifted him and drove him backwards. He's going to be very, very close to a first down. And they're going to measure. Official calls for timeout.
10:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. Trail by seven.
Guys, I think he may be a few inches short here.
Yeah, and he needed to make the 32, but he might need to have made it just beyond the 32. I think you're right, Marty, probably an inch, two. Yep. Half the length of the football, actually.
Coach?
You got to punt the ball here, Wes. Our defense has played well enough. You cannot accidentally give this ball up right here. Now, you can try and draw them off sides, but I don't think you go for it. But I hear it. That's why they don't pay me the coach money. That's why I'm up here and Coach McPherson's down there.
Well, guys, are we going to actually run a play or just try to get him to jump off the side?
I don't know. We'll see.
If we run it, I bet it's fullback.
We'll see what the catch. They stack the line. Four down, three linebackers up tight. Parker under center. Hard count. They don't, and we call time. They don't jump. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after. Back at Bazemore, it is fourth and less than a yard on the sidelines. Huddled around coach Jed Solomon does not have his hat on, and the offense is going on the field. Crawford goes far side. Duncan at fullback. Braswell. Mike Moore. Catch. Stack the line of scrimmage. Six down linemen. Two guys up tight. There's a snap. Gives it to Duncan around the right side. He's got the first down across the 35.
Gutsy, gutsy call by Coach Randy McPherson. Vikings stay alive here. 9:48, down 7 points with 9:48 left in this ballgame. And they're at the 36-yard line. It'll be first down and 10. A lot of these defensive linemen started bending over, gasping for some air now, Wes.
9.5 minutes to go here in the fourth. Parker takes the snap. Again to Braswell. He's at the corner. And he's out across the 40, up to the 41-42. Got a cat player down.
74. He was the one that was bent over really grasping for breath earlier. That's Terry Allen.
Yep.
A junior defensive lineman. Let's take a 30-second break while we got this. We'll be right back after this.
All righty, back at Bazemore Hyder, 9:16 to go in the ball game.
The injured player, Terry Allen, up and with a little bit of help going off the sideline.
14-7, Cats lead. It'll be second and about five, the ball out of our 41.5-yard line. Cats in a five-man front. Oh, we move.
Yeah,
Ed Moore leaned forward, couldn't catch his balance.
Yeah, on that shift, they're changing their shade. The defensive line, they shade one side or the other. They're changing their shade right before the snap, and Ed Moore that time just fell forward.
Well, it goes from second and four to now to second and nine, back at the 36 and a half. Parker brings his play in from the sideline. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial, headed toward that west end zone. Crawford goes to the far side. Ed Moore tight end near side. Mike Moore, wing back. Duncan and Braswell in the backfield. Four down Lyman, one man standing up on our side. Parker keeps pitches out to Braswell around the corner. He dances down the sideline, still on the
oh,
feet.
Oh, said he stepped out of bounds.
At the 43-yard
line. He had the corner and had the first down before they knocked him down, but they said he stepped out of bounds. And the official right on it. That'll be third down and about three.
And that is looking at Rodney Jefferson checking in. He'll go to the far side. Moore lines up tight end near side with Mike Moore right off his rump. Braswell at wing back. They go back to five down linemen in motion. Give it to Duncan up the middle. Look at him turn out to the 49-yard line. He breaks, runs for 7 yards and a first down.
Right out to almost a midfield at the 49-yard line. 28 yards so far on this drive. Vikings running the clock, 8:29. It'll start here on the official's mark, and it does.
Johnson comes in. Bergman comes in. Moore and Ed Moore check out. Johnson to the far side. Kendall Coleman at tight end on the near side. Again, five linemen, two linebackers. Corner up tight. They shift over. Keeps it back, looks, throws out. Oh, he's got Nick Bergman at the 40 in the cat territory, still on his feet. Gets hit from behind, and they'll knock him down at the cat 31-yard line.
Great catch by Nick Bergman. He made one miss, 19 yards on the catch, made a shuffle, and before he could catch his feet, he got tackled from behind. Otherwise, he might have picked up a few more yards.
8 minutes to go here in the ball game. Clock running. Durden checks in. Ed Moore comes in. Coleman comes out. Dirty Island goes to the far side of the field. Waiting on the snap. Got a man in motion. We give it to Duncan up the middle off the left side. Just one man, two, still on his feet. He's across the 15. They knock him down. It's going to be first and 10. First and goal at the 10-yard line. He took it from the 30, the 21-yard run.
21-yard run. By the big man, the Diesel.
Well, guys, we'll take it, but first and goal at the 10 is about as bad as you can get. I wish you got a little bit further.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see. See if we can pop that hole again.
Tied into our side. Four down linemen now. Man in motion. Parker looking. Nothing there. Starts to run. Touchdown, Vikings. Touchdown, Cole Parker on the scramble.
I see you, Cole Parker.
Everybody started right. That hole opened up left, and Cole Parker said, I'm taking it to pay dirt.
Yeah. Jed Solomon comes on to try the extra point, along with Avery Alderman.
Swing over.
Long snapper right now, Austin Masters.
Avery to hold. Snap, ball down, kicks up, and it's good. 7:07 to go. We got a tie ball game back in 60. All right, Cole Parker ties it up on a 10-yard run. Mitchell and McQueen back deep to receive that ball high, and Noses. He kicked it about 8 yards deep in the end zone. They'll take over on their 20-yard line.
It was a 78-yard drive, the last touchdown drive for the Vikings, capped off by that 10-yard touchdown run by the gunslinger, Cole Parker, who this game has showed off his feet as much as his arm. Viking defense set, make a hold, make a stop right here. 7:07 left in the ball game. We're tied 14-14.
Mitchell goes far side. Wesley B. near side. Offset eye. Tied into the far side. Wilden under center. We're in a five-man front. Looking for a stop. They give it to Deshae March. We hit him in the backfield. He's around one man. Across the 20. We knock him down, and there's going to be a hold or something back at the 22.
Yeah, there was a lot of pushing going on back there, and it looked like there were some holds even before the flag came out. And that's what they're pointing.
Yep.
Block in the back.
Guys, I heard them. They say they got number 20 there. So, fortunately, that's going to be 10 against them from the spot. Should be about third and
They'll mark it back. It'll be first and 18.
I'm sorry, first and 18. You're right.
They had it at the 20. Penalty was at the 22, so that takes it all the way back to the 12. First and 18 for the Cats back at their 12-yard line.
Guys, it's extremely loud down here right in front of our band.
I can imagine.
Inside 7 minutes to go. They bring Malcolm Mitchell on their side. They send V and Watkins to the far side. They say march in the backfield. Now they send Mitchell to the far side. Trips that way. They're looking. There comes the rush. Goes way downfield. And the ball tips. He's at the 30. He's at the 25 to 20. Still on his feet by one man, two. They'll run him out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Dirty Island has intercepted the ball and returned it to the 15. Great, great pressure by our defensive front. They come through a big, big Wildcat offensive line. Put pressure on Wilden. He threw the ball up in the air, and Durden come away with it.
Intercepted 35 and returned 20 yards by Kenneth Durden, and it puts us on the 15-yard line, first and 10, the Vikings in threatening territory again.
6.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter.
The Viking crowd, boy, we get with Marty in a minute. We'll see how loud it is.
Bergman at wing back on the far side. He's in motion. They take the snap, drop back to look. Goes toward the end zone. Touchdown, Braswell! Touchdown, Braswell! Touchdown, Braswell!
I see you, Troy Braswell, and I see you, Cole Parker. 15-yard touchdown pass from Cole Parker to
Troy Braswell.
Troy Braswell.
The mailman. Now we're on. There's still a lot of time left in this ball game, folks. A lot of time left. Avery Alderman to hold, waiting on Jed Solomon's kick.
And we'll take 60 after this kick.
Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. 21-14. We'll be back in 60. Back at Bazemore Hyder, Jed Solomon set to kick off. 15-yard touchdown pass from the gunslinger Cole Parker to Troy Braswell. We're up 21-14 with 6:22 to go. High, high kick. Oh, 9 yards deep in the end zone.
This Viking team is feeling this. Now the defense has got to stay focused, stay on top of this. It's 6:22 left in the ballgame. The Vikings have taken a big lead now at 21-14, and the defense, it's their job to hold on to it right now. You hear the crowd, the Viking crowd, as they chant, defense, defense.
This
Kenneth
team.
Durden raises his arms.
Mitchell goes far side. Nobody out there on him. Get somebody there. Watkins near side. Offset eye. Drops back to pass. Look. Starts to run. We come after him. Pulls it down. Now throws it downfield. Out of bounds. Incomplete pass. It'll be second and 10.
And I tell you, the big man, Justin Wilson, he's carrying that 320 pounds quickly, trying to get off of that quarterback, and runs him almost out of bounds.
Stops the clock with 6:13 to go in the ball game.
Second down and 10 now.
Hey, timeout. Wait, while Justin Wilson fixes his hat. Wesley B. comes near side. Watkins. Mitchell to the far side. Keeps Phillips in the backfield. Keeps Moore in the backfield with him. Mitchell in motion to our side. Takes the snap. Drops back. Look, there comes the rush. We got him. And we intercept the ball.
Tim St. Ford. Great pressure by number 30. Great pressure by James Mathis on the quarterback. Makes him throw the ball before he wants to. And Tim St. Fort's there to make the interception. The Vikings have the ball inside the red zone again.
6:04 to go. Vikings lead at 21-14. And they're looking for more.
This Viking crowd has all of a sudden... Marty, can you even hear us down there?
Guys, I can barely hear y'all. I got my radio turned as loud as I can. The band, the fans, it's crazy down here right now.
Duncan, Braswell, Mike Moore in the backfield. Parker goes under center. Tight end to our side. Takes the snap. Gives it to Braswell. Looking for one man, two. Still on his feet. Spins, fights his way down to the 10-yard line. It'll be second and about six from there.
He'll be right. They mark him about the 11-yard line.
Inside. Inside. 6 minutes to go. Second and six at the 11-yard line.
Cole Parker waits on the play to come in from the sideline.
And Mr. Quincy Crawford brings it in. Crawford goes to the far side. Moore lines up tight end near side. Duncan and Braswell in the backfield. Moore at wingback. Catch in the four-man front. Linebacker up on the line. Throws the cornerback. Give it to Duncan up the middle. There's the hole. The diesel has rumbled down to the five-yard line. Clock continues to run.
Great block by T-Rock that time from the center spot.
He has been leveling some folks here in the second half.
Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, I was going to say right here, I can't hardly hear, but I did hear Troy Braswell come over after that play and say, "Coach, give me the ball."
Timeout, Wildcats. Timeout, Wildcats. 30-second break. We'll be back after this. All righty, back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. 5:05 to go in the ball game. It is third and two.
And Vikings lead 21-14, but we're threatening again on third and two.
We're at their six-yard line. It is Braswell. Duncan. Mike Moore at wingback. Five-man front for the Cats. They put three of them down, stand two of them up. Braswell in motion. Stop. Come back. We call time.
With that, we'll
take a 60-second break. Right back after this. All righty, folks, here we go. Third and two. Parker under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to Duncan up the middle. Does he have the first down?
It's going
to
be close.
It's going to be close. I don't think so from here. Marty, tell me what you got.
Guys, I'm looking. Hang on.
He's right about the four.
He is short. About a half a yard.
And Solomon's coming on. It'll be like an extra point attempt for him. Clock's running.
We scored those 14 points before in less than a minute, Wes. This drive's taken a little over a minute.
This will be about a 21-yard field goal attempt. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. With 4:20 to go, Vikings lead 24-14. We'll take a 60-second break. All righty. Jed Solomon set to kick off. He just gave us a 10-point lead with a 21-yard field goal. Back deep is McQueen and Mitchell. Put that foot into that one, folks. 9 yards deep again.
All right, let's see this crowd. Let's see this defense get fired back up here.
4:19 to go in this ball game. Vikings lead 24-14. We trailed 14-7. In less than 60 seconds time, they put 14 points on the board.
During that last break, Wes, you and I were talking. This is what I love about high school football. This kind of atmosphere
here
right
go.
Here.
Watkins comes near side, Wesley B. No, Watkins goes far side.
Empty backfield.
It's Moore. It's a five-receiver set. Four-down lineman for our Vikings. Wilden back there by himself. Drops back. There comes the pressure. Throws across the middle. Catch made by Rome. We hit him at the 25, 26, maybe up to the 27. Could be third and three from there. Clock continues to run. We'll be inside 4 minutes on this snap. No, they're going to a hurry-up offense.
Yeah, no huddle.
Again, it's a five-receiver set. Nope, now they put a man in the backfield. Four receivers. Still four down linemen. Wilden calling out signals. Changes the play. Waiting on the snap. Takes it. Drops back. Look, we're coming. Throws out in the flat. Catch made by Malcolm Mitchell, and we hit him up at the 35. He'll have a first down. We'll run him out of bounds, and that'll stop the clock with 3:43 to go.
Boy, we gave him a great big cushion that time. Just under 3 minutes, Vikings scored 17 points. We were mirrored down in a 14-7 deficit, and we come back now with a 24-14 lead.
Ball out at the 36-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Come on, you mighty Viking warriors. One more time, raise those mighty axes. Trips to the far side, twins to the near side, empty backfield, showing a four-man rush. Wilden all by himself, and there we come. Drops back, plants his feet, throws across the middle. And off the fingertips of Malcolm Mitchell, and Tyler Hunter, the king, almost had the ball himself. Stops the clock with 3:38 to go. It'll be second and 10. Matt Frazier checks in. Ball on the far hash mark. B. Phillip Moore to the near side. Rome, Watkins, and Mitchell to the far side. There's a snap. Drops back. Look. Pumps. Goes across the middle. Catch made by Wesley B. And we run him out of bounds.
It's
but not before
down.
He gets up to the 45. He'll be short of the first down.
But he'll be out of bounds.
They'll stop the clock with 3:31 to go. Are they going to measure?
I'm not sure.
Let's look and see. Yes, they're going to measure. Let's take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, Wes James along with the Osman, Wild Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. It'll third and about half a yard.
About half the length of a football.
3:31 to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead it 24-14.
Nasty Flew comes back in to clog up that middle.
All righty. Watkins. Malcolm Mitchell to the near side. They're in an offset eye. There's a snap. Pitch it to Deshae Mark. Looking for someplace. We hit him. He's got the first down.
But only about by a yard. He had plenty of room back there. He hesitated.
More importantly, the clock has started at 3:24, but as soon as they set the chains, it'll start again. Cats have two timeouts. We only have one. Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers near side. Mitchell and Jay Rome to the far side. Wesley B. and Watkins near side. Deshae March in the backfield. Four-man front. Wilden calling the play from the shotgun formation. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Looking, plants his feet. There comes the rush. We get him from behind.
Fumble.
The ball is loose.
They get it back.
The Cats recover, but back to their 31-yard line. And that clock is running.
And that was Matt Frazier. Matt Frazier just reached around and knocked the ball out.
Ball back to the 31-yard line. Clock is running.
Minus 17 yards on the sack, or by on the loss of the fumble.
Second and 25.
Justin Wilson, big man, comes out now.
Watkins and B to the near side. Rome and Malcolm Mitchell to the far side. March in the backfield with Wilden. We're in a three-man front now. There's a snap. We're fighting for it. Look, way downfield is the ball up in the air. And we go up and...
No catch.
Oh.
Great.
Malcolm Mitchell went up. Dirty Island went up. And Nyland said, not on my ground. But it stops the clock with 2:20 to go.
That protects that island. Dirty Island. Kenneth, the Dirty Island.
Not on his island tonight, guys.
There you go.
I tell you, that was two good athletes going up for that ball right there. And fortunately, Dirty won that battle and broke it up.
Yeah, that's two guys you'll see come Saturday next year.
Third and 25. 2:20 to go. Vikings lead 24-14.
Third and 25. My goodness.
These Viking Warriors have stood tall tonight. Phillip Moore near side. Watkins near side. Trips to the far side. Rome Mitchell. Look, throws out to Mitchell. Mitchell makes the catch at the 30. We hit him. Knock him down. The ball gets out to the 39-yard line. Clock continues to run. It's fourth down.
Cats do have two timeouts. Our Vikings with one. And the clock will run here in about 3 seconds, under 2 minutes. They're going to go for it here on fourth down. Got to.
Fourth and 19. Less than 2 minutes to go. B. Watkins near side. Rome. Mitchell to the far side. Moore in the backfield beside Wilden. Wilden drops straight back. Look. Plants his feet. We got a hand on him. Throws the ball way downfield. Got a man wide open at the 45. They'll get a first down at the 30. The 25. We run him down. No, Malcolm Mitchell still on his feet. And we'll run him down at the 12-yard line.
Somebody gave up on the coverage right there at the end. A 50-yard pass play.
To the 12-yard line.
And it looks like it's Geraldo Orta that gets the tackle.
A minute 34. First and 10 from the 12. Twins to the near side. Twins to the far side. Wilden barking out signal. We're back to a four-man front. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looks. Throws toward the end zone. Overthrows Jay Rome. That'll stop the clock with a minute 23 to go and make it second and 10 from the 12.
1:23 left in the ballgame. Vikings lead 24-14. As I said, the Cats do have two timeouts. Our Vikings with one. It's going to come down to, boy, what a great ball game this has been here in the last fourth quarter. 68 yards so far on this drive for the Cats.
How long was that pass play they just
50.
Hit? 50-yard pass play. Second and 12. Ball on the far hash mark. Splits his receivers. Keeps two backs in the backfield. Goes under center. Takes the snap. Drops back. Look. There comes the rush. Throws out in the flat. And in and out of the hands. Oh, Malcolm Mitchell, and he got hit by the shredder, Gary Stanley.
Gary Stanley in great coverage right there. As soon as the ball hit his hand, Gary was hitting him. Clock stopped.
Third and 12 with a minute 19 to go. Vikings still lead by 10.
Guys, Malcolm Mitchell was a little slow to get up there after getting hit by Chris the Shredder Scurry there.
Yeah, he needed some help getting up.
All righty, fellas. Swing those battle axes one more time. Trips to the far side. Twins to the near side. Empty backfield. Witten in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Drops back. Look, he's got time. Got time. There comes Russ across the middle.
No
in and out of the hands of Jay Rome. No flag. He wanted pass interference. And it will be fourth and 12 with a minute 14 to go.
Wes, our defensive line now is starting to get pressure on Weldon almost every play. They're going to kick a field goal. Try and put themselves within seven under him. That's good situation.
Zach Wang to attempt. They'll set it down on the 20. It'll be a 30-yard field goal attempt.
Watch their holder, though. It's Weldon.
Yep. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. With a minute 9 to go, we'll take a 60-second break. Back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, Wes James, Wild Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sideline. Zach Wang just kicked the 30-yard field goal to make it 24-17 with a minute 9 to go. You know this is going to be an onside kick. They have two timeouts left. Wang sets the ball up. We've got our hand teams. Tyler Hunter, Durden, Josh Clemens, Paul Johnson, Chris Scurry, all up on the front line. Here we go. Does it go 10 yards?
It does. Can
they recover it?
Recovered by the kicker. You got to be kidding me.
Yes, they recovered the onside kick.
That was one of the best played onside kicks I've ever seen, Wes. I don't think our hands team really had played up far enough, and we missed it. So the Cats have the ball, first and 10, 1:08 left in the ball game. Two timeouts. They're on our 48-yard line. Vikings fans to their feet.
All righty. Malcolm Mitchell, far side. Jay Rome. Wilden. B near side. Witten in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looking. Throws out. Two more. We hit him in the backfield. He gets to the 50.
Lost 2 yards.
He'll lose a yard and a half. That clock is running inside a minute. Watkins and B. Mitchell near side. Takes the snap. Drops back looking. Looking downfield. Looking for somebody deep. And knocked away at the last minute. Who was it? Kenny Durden on the island. Durden.
Kenneth Durden, another great defensive play.
That'll make it third and 11, and that stops the clock with 39 seconds to go. Vikings lead by 7.
Matt Frazier is going to get a break right now. Dale McBurrow is going to come in and play that defensive end spot. Whew, 39 seconds. Vikings lead by 7, 24-17 in the Wintersville Classic 2010.
Third and 12. Trips to the far side, twins to the near side. Wilden by himself in the backfield at his own 45. Takes the snap. We're trying to get to it. There it comes. We got a hand on him. We got a hand on him. And he throws it out of bounds.
That is grounded. That is should be. There was nobody but number 68, and that's an ill.
Guys, the clock has stopped because he fumbled the ball out of bounds, and now they're going to roll and say he was down.
Oh,
they're saying he was down. They're rolling the clock.
Wind it. There we go.
Clock is running.
Timeout, Cat.
Hold on. They haven't called it yet, have they?
Yep.
He's calling for it.
Yep, there it
now
is.
Now he does.
Stops it with 17 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, Wes James with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers. Folks, it is fourth and, about 20. the ball back on their 43-yard line. 17.9 seconds to go. They've got to get down to the 38-yard line for a first down. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Marsh in the backfield by himself. He takes the snap. Drops back and looking. He's looking. There we come. Starts to run. We come up. He just throws the ball up. It's a wounded duck up in the air. Everybody goes up. Knock it down, and we do. No. There comes a flag for pass interference. There comes a flag for pass interference.
You know, I've never seen a pass interference on a Hail Mary like that when you got eight people going up for the ball.
And there's three flags back there.
What is it? On the defense.
That's cramps. That's cramps. Tyler Hunter's got cramps. They'll come back. It'll be 15 yards. Not enough for a first down, though. It's not an automatic, is it?
Yes.
I don't think so.
15,
I think they're marking the 15 yards.
Maybe.
And he is the side referee is saying first down.
Tyler Hunter's got cramp. 6.6 seconds to go, folks. 24-17, Vikings lead it. It'll be Cat football at our 43-yard line.
How do, I'm like you, and Marty made the comment. How do you throw a pass interference with that many people, unless there was somebody really obviously pulled somebody back or something like that? Marty, are you down at that end of the field?
I am right here. And Tyler, of course, just got cramped as his left calf was cramping up pretty bad. I lost y'all there for a second.
Oh, okay.
It's awful loud down here, and it's crowded, and you know how this radio is. It goes in and out, but I tell you, this sideline is electric. These players are just on edge. I've got Troy and Cole Parker down here, and they just, you know, almost sick to their stomach. They wish they could get out there and make a play.
Well, they got to let their defense do it, and they can do it right here. Now, Tyler's going to have to come off for this final play, even if he was ready. The way he's got that toe pulled back, he's got a bad cramp in that one leg.
6.6 seconds. They got enough time for maybe two plays, Bill.
Yeah, with a timeout.
They've got one timeout left. We've got one. We lead by 7, 24-17. Ball on our 43-yard line. They will send Twins to the far side, Twins to the near side. Wilden back in at quarterback. We will rush four. We'll send in four after him. He keeps Moore in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Drops back. Look. Way downfield. Got a man open. And we go up and knock the ball around. Who comes down with it?
They both have the ball. The time's
gone. Josh Clemens got it, guys. Josh Clemens came away with it.
Wait a minute.
What happened here? Yep. Ball game is over. Vikings win. Ball game is over. Vikings win 24-17. What a ball game. Vikings win 24-17.
We're going to keep it right here. Marty is getting a big hug from the Dirty Island. And I know he'll go down and get a word with Coach McPherson. This is a game, Wes. We'll fill a few minutes here. This is a game we might not should have won. We turned the ball over three times, two interceptions and a fumble.
And two of them was in the red zone.
Two of them in the red zone. We really maybe did not deserve to win this ball game. But then the Cats made their mistakes. We were able to capitalize our mistakes just as fast as they were able to capitalize when we made our mistakes. They just couldn't put points on the board. We were able to put some points on the board, as we said, 17 points in a matter of just under 3 minutes.
I want to say hats off right now to a combined Valdosta Lounge law enforcement. They've got both sidelines. They're keeping the fans off the field and let the players congratulate each other, let the coaches talk the way it should be. Players patting each other on the back.
This was that ball game we talked about. It was going to be, I thought, actually my prediction on Thursday was 24-21 Vikings win. We get a 24-17 7-point win. I'll take it. There's Marty. Let's go. Marty, what do you got?
Coach, great second half, great fourth quarter. What can you say?
Oh, man, I'm so proud of the players, the coaches, man. What a daggum win. Come from behind over here. Won a big one on the road, baby.
Coach, congratulations.
There you go.
All righty, let's go ahead and take a two-minute break and come back. We're going to talk about this one for a few minutes. Vikings win 24-14.
17.
24-17 here at Bazemore Hyder Stadium to go to 6-1 on the air, 1-0 in the region, and we'll be right back after this two-minute break. Back at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Vikings go to 6-1 on the air, 1-0 in the region. They're now tied with Coffey and Colquitt for first place. Colquitt comes to our place next Friday night for another huge, big region matchup. Vikings get their first loss of the year. Coach Mack gets his seventh win in a row, the seventh win in a row at Bay against the Cats. Wow, Bill Osborne's getting the stats. And we'll go back, folks. The play of the game. We'll take you back to the play of the game. We had fourth and a half a yard on our 34-yard line. Fourth and a half a yard on our 34. There was about 8 minutes to go in the ball game. And Coach Mack says, I trust my Viking team. I trust them. Gave the ball to the Diesel, Sam Duncan. Off the right side of that offensive line. He didn't get
got
2 yards.
Two, 3 yards.
He needed a half a yard, and he got 2.5. And that was the play. That was the changing point in this ball game. Viking fans, they're not leaving.
If this is the kind of game you want to sit, you want to relish, you want the band to play. You heard them play the alma mater. The team came across while we were in break. When the team came across, all of the fans stood and cheered and clapped. We clapped from up here in the press box. Oh, gosh, I cannot tell you how exciting a ball game like this really, really is. To see the Vikings come out from a deficit. They were down 14-7 and to fight their way back, to claw their way back, and to steal a line from 2005, they fought for each other.
And they did.
The offense fought for the defense. The defense fought when the offense turned the ball over. They didn't get down on each other. They fought for each other. And this is what makes the difference. This is what will define this team this year, this game, right here on Cleveland Field at Bazemore Hyder Stadium.
Absolutely.
Want to thank Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their sponsorship of this post-game report and give you your final stats. The final score, Vikings 24, Cats 17. And that is how it ends. And both teams, 6-1 now on the season. However, the Vikings take the edge as a 1-0 lead now in region play with only three region games remaining, three games left in the season. First downs tonight, the Vikings had 13 first downs. The Cats with 11. Rushing tonight, get this now. I got to get myself turned around. I'm sorry. I wrote my stats down wrong, Wes. I'll have to kind of sort these out. Rushing, the Cats, 14 carries, get this, for 1 yard. You didn't hear me, Wes. 14 carries for 1 yard.
Well, I'm trying to get Coach Dice the roster. Here you go, Coach.
The Vikings with 35 carries for 129 yards. The Cats, they were 20 of 42 for 291 yards, one touchdown and three interceptions. While the Vikings were 11 of 18 for 181 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions. The Cats had 56 plays on the night, while the Vikings had 53. Total offense for the Cats, 292 yards. The Vikings, 310. Fumbles, the Cats, one fumble. They did not lose that. We fumbled once and lost it. Penalties, they were penalized 11 times for 77 yards. We were penalized 6 times for 75 yards. Punts tonight, the Cats, 7 punts for 34.5-yard average, while the Vikings punted 3 times for an average of 39.6, with 2 of those pinned down inside the 20. Leading rusher for them, number 34, and that is Philip Moore. He had 8 carries for 24 yards and a touchdown. Their leading receiver, number 26, that's Malcolm Mitchell. He had 12 catches for 142 yards. For the Vikings, number 11, the Diesel, was our leading rusher, 16 carries for 95 yards. And our leading receiver, Kenneth Durden, 3 catches for 108 yards and a touchdown. And those Those stats represent two quality football teams on this field tonight. Fortunately for us, the Vikings come out on top.
Oh, boy, and how fortunate Bill Osborne we are. I want to remind everybody, the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub at 7 o'clock. Coach Mack and I will sit down and talk about this ball game, and then we'll look ahead to next week's ball game with the Colquitt Packers as they come to Martin Stadium. Vikings win it 24-17 in a barn burner after being down 14-7 at half. And I tell you what, a great, great effort by both teams. Both teams showed a lot of class tonight. Handshakes after the game, helping each other up, pats on the back. And, boy, what a contest this was. I think, Bill, in my 9 years of doing Wintersville Classic, the best one yet.
Well, I've been coming to this game since 2002. Joined you in the broadcast booth in 2005. So this is my sixth as a broadcaster. This has been my consecutive since McPherson came here 9 years ago that I have been here consecutively. I've been to others in the past, but you make the point. I don't know that there has ever been a game like this that you or I can remember. Now, there's some people out there that have been here for years and years, and even Marty, we'll try and get Marty's thoughts here in a few minutes. From wherever he is, he's been to some. I mean, he's got 34 years of this. So there's Marty down there on the sideline.
Let's go down the sidelines to Marty.
Yeah, guys, I didn't want to fight the crowd to get up there, so I figured I'd wait till the crowd moved out. But what a ball game, guys. I mean, we played our hearts out tonight, and, of course, we had several interceptions there. But, you know, one of my keys to the game was our offensive line had to control the line of scrimmage. And they didn't early on, but that drive late in the third, early in the fourth quarter where we went down the field and scored to tie the ball game. To me, that was the difference in the game. Our offensive line took over right there. And after they got the ball back, our defensive line was putting pressure on the quarterback and allowed us to make those interceptions to run away with it there.
Yeah, I thought with our turnovers that we were going to put ourselves in a hole, and we had. But they came out at halftime, Marty, and they were a different football team. I made the comment after that first tackle that the Vikings just got off the bus.
Yeah, we came out ready to play second half. Especially in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was 14-7 going in that fourth quarter. And we go in there and get that first down on fourth down over on our own 32-yard line. And then just drove it on down the field and scored from there. And their defense was tired. I think that fired our defense up. So when they took the field, they really took control. But that drive right there was the difference in the ballgame to me.
Yeah, it was that fourth down conversion that made all the difference. That's where the thing happened. That's where this team, the light switches came on. It happened right there as we came out of halftime, but it was right after that. Go ahead.
Well, I think it was actually 8:09 to go in the third quarter. It was fourth and a half on the 34. Look at the crowd waiting on the Vikings to come back by.
Yeah, the team's coming back out of the locker room, heading down towards the end, towards the band to get back on their bus. And this crowd, you begin to hear them. There it is. They are excited about their Vikings. This is a game that I really felt like it was a 24-21 kind of ball game, and I didn't know who would win. This is one that we pulled out of the hat, and I tell you, we deserve it. The Cats would have deserved it had they won. It was that kind of ball game. But I am so proud of these Vikings and the way they fought, the way they fought for each other, and the way they battled back.
Yep. Vikings win it 24-17 to go to 1-0 in the region.
And, time to say goodnight, Wes.
It is.
Wow.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been produced by LaJuan Haynes, engineered by LaJuan Haynes, produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of Black Crow Media in conjunction with the Viking Voice LLC. For all of Lowndes High Sports, for all of Black Crow Media, for Marty Rogers, for Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You have been listening to the Lowndes High Football Broadcast on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Go ahead.
Good night, Lance County.
And we'll end it up with Vikings win 24-17.
Good night.